Okay, we continue in our essay in the Ros of the Shabbos. We're on part two. This essay was entitled The Quality of Das on Shabbos. When we begin, we'll begin on page Ayin Ches, the right-hand page, the second paragraph. Ayin Ches, the second half. Let's just quickly recap what we did last week. Last week we discussed the mitzvah of Mila. Now the mitzvah of Mila, how the reproductive organ is the manifestation of the das. And that's how when Avram circumcised himself, he not only repaired the reproductive organ, but his eyes and ears, as we said, that the eyes are symbolic of Chachma, the ears are symbolic of Bina, and the reproductive organ is Das. Das is the final decisions of what you do with your life. Do you live as a human being, or do you live as an animal? Do you live as an angelic person? And that is what the circumcision was able to show, what kind of person one was. So therefore, the totality of the person is defined by the Das, which is defined by the decisions that you make, which really is what the whole person is. And that's the Anochi. That is the essential aspect of the person, and therefore that's how converts can rise up from being animals, rational animals, to godly people by the circumcision, and that really means is a total effect of their total das. Therefore, when you're looking for someone to convert, you need someone who is totally changing how they view themselves. Their das has to have shifted from viewing themselves as a rational animal, that they want to be a godly being, that this transformation will take place in the conversion. Okay, so that was what we talked about last week. Now we're going to see how this connects into Shabbos. We're on page Ayin Ches, the second paragraph. So, Chinu Lahakir Esmao Sadas. We have merited to recognize what's the essence of Das. Shu Etzam Hanochi Shalom. That's the essential I of the person. V'lakochas Hashonim Shalom Klulim Banochis. And all the various forces that the person has are all included in that overall I. In one of two ways. When the person is elevating himself, then the eye incorporates all the different angelic forces that are within him. Venasa isha loikimi becomes a godly person. Ubirado so chas v'sholom, and if the person descends, God forbid, koil anochi shvo kochos bahamiyim. The anochi incorporates all the animalistic forces. V'yorid l'dargas bochai, he goes down to the status of an animal. Okay, that's what we talked about last week. It's a little review. With this, we can now appreciate what the Shabbos is. Shabbos has an insight, a renewal, in terms of the power of Das. Kerumah's pasuk says, hinted to in the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, because it says, Lo Das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, to know that I am Hashem who makes you holy. V'nagdir b'azras Hashem, we will now define Mal Yichuda shel Das to Shabbos Kodesh. What is the uniqueness of the Das that exists on Shabbos Kodesh? We have Das during the week, we have Das on Shabbos. We talked about that in an earlier essay, but he's going to elaborate on this now. The same eye that exists on the weekdays is the same eye that exists on Shabbos. You're the same person, aren't you? You're not a different person. But still, there's a difference as to what forces are included in the Anochi. As we'll see on Shabbos, it's much greater, and you seem to be like a different person. Even though the I is the same, you're the same person, but how much of the person is revealed is changing. He's going to explain. One, Hashem created the world in the 6 days of creation. How did it look like? It was with a mixture of forces of evil. Nothing really was perfect on any one of the 6 days. Even in the beginning, first cut. In the 6 days of creation. Hayu reyoso sovs kol yom. There was negative things every day. For example, the first day Hashem said, let there be light. Well, what happened to that light? So the Medrash says, that light was too good for everybody. So, b'gnizor, Hashem hid the light. That light is spirituality. Hashem had to hide it. So already that's a negative on day one. That's a ra, that we can't see that unmitigated glory of Hashem. Day two is Asher Shemachlok, it's the root of all arguments, was on day two, etc., etc. So every day had issues. And if every day has a mixture of good and evil, a human being, which is a microcosm of the entire world, all those forces are now included in the structure of man with all these negatives. That the eye of a human being, kolol mitovra, has a mixture of good and evil. And certainly after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, ayin heidal, Eitz Hadas, the sin of the Eitz Hadas, the first man, there came an awesome amount of mixture of good and evil in the person. And therefore you need das, sheyesh bo koach havdolah, that has the power of demarcating and separating, making distinctions, as the Jerusalem Talmud says. If there is no das, I can make distinctions. Now, mila, circumcision helps with that. Ramban, when he explains the mitzvah and the purpose of bris mila, b'tama mitzvah, when he gives the mitzvah, the reason, this organ causes a lot of confusion and lust. Vamila, but when you cut away a bit, mizachechasa, so it purifies it. Upashit shabiyosa peru, upashit shabiyosa peru amavuhal, mabiris kushav karamintil ra. When a person is, confounded and wild, he loses that sense of discrimination between good and evil. In other words, the reproductive organ, people can become wild over it. They lose control. You'll lose control, that libido that makes you lose control. When you lose control, you're not very good at discriminating between good things and bad things. On the most simple level, when a boy goes out with a girl, if he allows his decision making to be blurred by the beauty of this woman, right, then he's not making fine discriminations about who this woman is. She could be a gorgeous woman, but totally not for him. Totally not for him. And therefore, the beauty is confusing him. And he's getting all excited. He's all in love. But the das doesn't work. Because he's more focused on the physical appearance of the woman. Now, comes the mitzvah of circumcision is meant to curb that view of life. Not to look at things so animalistically. Vamila mirasenesoso. The mila bridles it. That force. Once you have the mila, you're prepared to go slowly and look at things carefully and discriminate what they are. That's the idea of the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week with a bris mila, you have the ability, should you acknowledge that ability, to discriminate between good and evil and determine who you are.
What about the woman?
A woman, you know,
she's helpless.
Not helpless, you know. It's you know, she has to work on that. She has to work on that. She doesn't suffer the same. She comes with that inborn.
Okay, good.
But she still has to use her das. Just because you have the circumcision doesn't mean you're not going to have troubles. The circumcision helps you. That should you choose to want to be an angelic person, you can. And you could pause and reflect and discriminate between good and evil and behave like an angel. The woman doesn't have to do anything to get to that stage. The man has to do the circumcision. But even after the circumcision, or the woman without needing the circumcision, you still need to work that tool that God is giving you. So that's the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week, your das of being an angelic person is saying, this is no good, this is yes good, I'm not going to be confused, this is taiva, this is what an animal does, I don't do that. And it's a struggle all 6 days, to live like an angelic person and not like an animal. It's a struggle. Next paragraph. But only come to that seventh day of the week where there's no more creation. Everything rests and stops. The person can rise up on the seventh day to cling to the essential true good. Not just avoiding the evil and doing the good. Keep your mind like you do during the 6 days of the week. But to cling to that good, essentially. Now the anochi of the person, the eye of the person, is totally removed from any connection to evil. Before, he had decided he doesn't want to have any evil. So there was some connection, but he had to push it away. But now, now he's essentially good. Let's give an example. Let's say a carpenter. A carpenter, what does he do all day? He builds. He crafts. That's what he does. But the problem is, if you ask the carpenter, can you tell me who you are? Because I'm a carpenter. I'm going to say, I didn't ask you what you do. I asked you who you are. Mm-hmm. And many people are confused by what they do as to who they are. Why? Because that's what you're doing. You do, hours and hours and hours. I guess that's what I am. But that's not so. So, but when he's working, all we can see is his skill at carpentry. If I look at that guy from 9 to 5, that's when he's most productive, I see he's an amazing carpenter. What is he? He's an amazing carpenter. Look at his hands. Look what he can make. He can create beautiful woodwork. Amazing. But what is that? That work, that action, shulavush musum shel nafsho, it's a specific garment to his soul. Something he puts on. He puts on the ability to make woodworking. But when he stops working, he no longer is in the shop. He returns to himself, who he really is. Because before he was just the guy who was working. But now he's not working anymore. So now when you don't build cabinets, who are you? Now we see who he truly is. He could be a wonderful father, a kind person, a person who lives for lofty things, or he could be a behemoth. While he's building the cabinetry, we don't know what he is. Same thing when during the 6 days, we have a job. We have to have a craft, and our craft is to stay away from evil. That's what we have to do. But that when we're doing that in Roina Dinas at some thing, we don't see the inner essence of the person. It could be he's influenced by outside influencers, forces. But on Shabbos he comes back to who he really is. The inner point of the person emerges. Shikulo tov, the person is totally, essentially good. He has nothing to do with evil. This is the das that we're talking about, the unique das that happens on Shabbos. The dovek bidas elyon, that he is clinging to the higher das. Meaning, shanochi shalohu tov ba'etzem, the real essence of the person, the eye of the person really is totally good. The inner soul of every Jew is essentially a good soul. The bas elyonim, that descends from the highest places, utvuka b'Hashem Yisroch, and clings to Hashem. That's what we are essentially. On Shabbos, you go back to who you really are. What is that? Harehu Dovik Betov Vetzim. He really is clinging to the good. That's what he essentially is. But that is who Hatosefes Seichel. That's that extra Seichel. Shedibel of an Ezra that Evan Ezra speaks about. When Hashem says that he blessed the seventh day, Shedovach Beseichel Zach Vuchan Vetzim. He clings to a pure intellect that's spiritual. Fuchelek ehalion shel das is the higher part of das. It's the higher aspect of das.
That's beautiful.
V'zeh shekosev Rashi, And this is what Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa on the words, L'adas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. You have to know that I am Hashem who made you holy. That's what. Eidus l'chol be'olam. This is a testimony to the entire world. Shebacharti b'chem. That I chose you. Why? Banchili lochem es yom minucha sin minucha. I bequeath to you my day of rest as a day of rest for you. That's how we know, that's how you know that I am Hashem who made you holy. That the good point of the person's soul can emerge. And now he has the choice, the fact that he is chosen, why Hashem chose us, by the essence of who we are. Not in terms of the choosing we do in our actions, which is during the 6 days of the week. In other words, 6 days a week we have to make choices because the real essence of the person doesn't emerge so much. So it's a very hard struggle to pick between the right things and the wrong things. But on Shabbos, if the truer essence of the person comes out, that is his essential wanting. As he'll explain more. But that, in other words, what do you want? Well, I want to go to shul and not sleep in bed. That's not your essential wanting. Your essential wanting is you want to be close to Hashem. Right? During the week, what are you choosing? It's what you're doing. What are you doing? In the morning, I get up at 5:30. The Yeser says stay in bed. The Yeser Tov says go to shul. So I have to make a choice. Am I going to listen? Right? But, you know, a day doesn't go by where that Yeser says, come on, sleep a little more. You can take off today. No, I'm staying away from that. I want what's good. Okay, and then somebody comes along and hurts your feelings. You want to say Lashon Hara about the person. You want to get him back. You have to choose. Do I really want to get him back? No, I don't really want to get him back. So you have to choose. But that's the work of choice. But the real choice is I choose to be close to Hashem always. That one you don't always think about when you're deciding not to say Lashon Hara, when you're deciding to get up in the morning. You're not thinking that deeply. You're just thinking, I know what I'm supposed to know what I'm not supposed to do. The carpenter knows how do you make the nice cabinet, how do you not make a nice cabinet. When he's finished making any cabinets, who is he really? He's not a cabinet maker. Why does he work on making cabinets? To make a parnasa. Why does he make a parnasa? Because he loves his wife and kids. Oh, he really loves his wife and kids. That's who he really is. That's what he really is when he's not working. So what's a Jew when he's really not working in the 6 days of the week? 6 days a week you're working. You're working to make the right choices. But I'm only making the right choices so that I will be close to Hashem. And that's what I really want. So in the 6 days of the week you're not working. You're not, we mentioned that before in previous moves. You're not supposed to be choosing between good and evil on Shabbos. If you have to still keep choosing between good and evil on Shabbos, if you yourself to fight in Shabbos morning to come to shul, then it's not Shabbos. Shabbos, the essential, now is my chance to be close to Hashem. I'm off duty. I'm on vacation. I can do what I really want to do, what I really want to do. I don't really want to spend my time between choosing between good and evil. That's a tiring work. I essentially want to be close to Hashem. That's the essence. So, you haven't really changed. It's not, that's what he's saying. You haven't changed. Nothing's on Shabbos has changed who you are. It's just changing on focusing on your real wants. Right? Just like the carpenter. He's the same carpenter when he works and when he doesn't work. But when he's working, he's focused on doing his job. What do you want? I want to make a nice cabinet. Why? Because I'll get paid. Okay. Now, you're not working on the cabinets. What do you really want? You don't think about cabinets. What do I want? I really want to love my family. Now, thanks God, I have the money. I can take care of them and I can show my love to them by taking them out to dinner, buying food, this and that, taking care of them. That's what I really want to do. Same thing that you really, really, really just want to be close to Shem. That's all. That's nothing to decide there. It's not a choice. That's what I want. But during the week, you got to do the work that does the things that get you close to Shem. That's what you're doing, not what you are. And that's the focus shifts on Shabbos. It's not a question of doing anymore. It's not the doing, our craft, The carpenter's craft is to take wood and make it into a beautiful cabinet. The Jewish person's craft is to take situations where you have to choose and make the right choice and craft a beautiful behavior. That's our work during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, you don't have, these challenges should not exist anymore. On Shabbos, there's no question, do I get up for davening? Do I eat treif? Do I talk lashon? What kind of discussion is this? Now I'm close to Hashem, and all I want is to be close to Hashem. Your cabin, you know, the difference is like this. Does the cabinet maker take calls when he's at home or not? He has the shop. He's in the shop 5 days a week, 9 to 5. And he's totally into doing what a cabinet maker has to do. He loves his wife. I got no time to call my wife and say, I love you. Let's go out for lunch. I'm working now. But when I'm off duty, I'm not working. I'm home. I'm with the family. That's it. Somebody's calling about cabinets. It's 8 o'clock at night. I have nothing to do with cabinets now. Don't bother me with cabinets. Because the only reason I was making cabinets is to be with my family. So now, is the cabinet maker a different person between working hours and not working hours? He's not a different person. He's the same person. But there's different, there's a garment. He wears a garment when he's working. The garment is making the cabinet so he makes the money to take care of his family. Take off the garment. What are you really? The guy loves his family. So when I love my family at 8 o'clock at night and I'm spending time learning Torah with my children or talking with my wife, I don't want to pick up calls about cabinets. It's not a question of making cabinets anymore. It's a question of what I really want. So a whole week long, Hashem gives us a Yetzirah, and we got all kinds of struggles we have to fight with. And we're busy working. Come Shabbos, it shouldn't be a time of working anymore. Shabbos is a time where what? Now what I really want, this is what I really want. I want to be next to Hashem. And I don't have time to make any free will choices over here. I don't want to waste my time. I'm with Hashem. When you're with Hashem, there's nothing to choose. When you're with Hashem, your mom is there with him, you're going to think to speak Lashon Hara? You're going to think to eat treif? You're going to think to not come to shul? You don't even think that, because you're that close to Hashem. So that's what's happening on Shabbos. Next paragraph. Havoda Hamasi shall schiras HaShabbos. So now, there is a positive action of Shabbos that's under Zohar es Yom HaShabbos. Remembering the Shabbos is positive actions of Shabbos. And what is that? Huba Onek Shabbos. It's having Onek Shabbos. It's an idea that you have to take pleasure in the Shabbos. And when do you take pleasure in the Shabbos? Vikaro Begimel Sudas. And that mainly focuses around the three meals. But what's the deeper meaning? Omek Inyano Hu Alpia Yesoda Nisker. But the deeper understanding is what we said. Sheshabbos nechshav hanakuda plimish adam. On Shabbos, the inner point of the person emerges. Shutov v'etzim is essentially good. V'ne'atov amiti. And what's the real good? What's the real person? Hulisanag l'Hashem, to the light with Hashem. Ulhanis v'shiv shchinaso, and to the light in the splendor of his shchina. V'zelko tachlis priyasam. That's the whole goal of the person. U'madrega niskavazu. And that high level, nichleles v'shabbos, that's incorporating Mishabbos, but etzam and ochzom. That's the real eye of the person. That emerges on Shabbos. And therefore, what's your business on Shabbos? Is just to take pleasure. Because there he builds the world of pleasure, which is the true pleasure in the world. In other words, during the 6 days of the week, we make mistakes and look for animalistic pleasures. Person says, I love eating. And that's what we may be doing in the 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, we have the special tanug of being close to Hashem. And that's the delight of Shabbos. When we're talking about this das, is what the person's all about. So the person's all about, the all aboutness of the person comes out on Shabbos. At the all aboutness of the person, he totally wants to be Davik Hashem. So, well, is that a new person? No, it's the same person, but the focus during the 6 days is a little bit of a different focus. It's the focus on the doing and not as much on the cleaving, so to speak. Okay, let's move on. Namik v'nigala rove pimeyos v'nin. Now let's take a little bit deeper. Now this next part is a very hard part. He's going to quote an Or Chaim, which is very mystical. And the next page he's going to explain a little bit. This next little part is hard. So just have to bear with us over here. Okay. He brings the words, Nitzante Dmaimer Niflashal Or Chaim HaKadosh. He brings Or HaChaim, who's mixing science and Kabbalah here. Zelashonu, Mekublani mipi zikne Torah. I have it on tradition from the elders of Torah. Kitam shas Hashem asoilum kader. Why did Hashem make the world round? The idea of the world being round and there being gravity and all that kind of stuff. Where's it all coming from? I mean, if you think about it, the world really functions in an amazing way. The earth is round. It has an orbit. That's a beautiful orbit. You never find, for example, while the earth is orbiting around the sun, all of a sudden, while it's orbiting, it decides to make a left turn and just go out of orbit. Like, why doesn't the world ever go out of orbit? Why is gravity so balanced? You know, it's a balanced gravity, it's a centrifugal force. Everything has such a balance in the system of the spheres that we live in. Right? The earth is very balanced. It just goes all the time. Straight, goes around the sun. So one day it just says, you know, go this way. That was a little wobble. Instead of going like this, we'll go, you know, like this, and then like that one. Why never do that? So scientists will give you all kinds of reasons. But everything in science is based on Kabbalah. So you have to have a Kabbalistic reason for this. In other words, why doesn't the forces of gravity, the forces of rotation, why are they always so perfect? So this is what he says. This is a deep idea. It's in order to maintain a balance of the forces that exist there. And what does that mean? What the Or HaChaim is explaining what the earlier rabbi said. It's a long sentence now. Still is half a sentence. Let me just explain that so far. We need to know that everything in this world, everything, its yearnings and pleasures and loves and delights and desires and hopes, and especially the spiritual aspects of creation, who understand that there's a godly force. There's nothing more delightful for them. I'm not talking about people now. We're talking about molecules, atoms, cells, tables, chairs, donkeys, horses, trees, rivers, mountains. There's nothing more pleasurable for them than cleaving to the light of Hashem. Any living soul wants that. Every cell, every atom from all the world around wants to get close to that. It's trying to draw itself to that point. And with great effort, that comes from all the spheres of the world. And that makes the world exist the way it does. I'll explain this all in a minute. It comes out the whole world is implanted with yesedos, poles, you know, supports that are nailed with a desire for Hashem. Because of their great yearning to close to Hashem. In other words, everything in the world is pulling equally to get close to Hashem. It's an equal pull. Everything in this world is pulling to become close to Hashem, which is the focal point. In a circle, there's a point center. Everything in a circle equally wants to come to point center. If only part of creation wanted to come close to Hashem, and part didn't, you'd have part of the world pulling in and part of the world pulling out. And then you wouldn't have a sphere anymore. When everything is pulling in and focused in to one central area, that's by definition a circle. But when everything, if only part does and part want other things, then you're getting pulled in different directions, and that will cause all kinds of irregularity in the system. Now he's going to explain this on page pay. What does Archaim mean? They see, it says like this. The Navi says, Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. How great are your actions, Hashem? Kulam b'chachma says, you all made them with chachma. Now, we know Chachma comes from the words koachma. Where does this power come from? Something very hidden. Klomar. Every living organism in the world has a metaphysical wisdom of Hashem that sustains it. A spiritual spark that sustains it. Vafil hadomim, even an inanimate object, who asuga shel b'yosef, which is the lowest level of existence, yesh bo nitzus ruchani kodesh shel chachma machayoso. There's a spiritual spark that's holy, of wisdom, that gives it light. V'nitzus zeh hu koch ruchani machayoso. And that spark recognizes the truth. V'nichzach v'choshech, choshech mon, and longs for it greatly. V'nimshchol chelek shel b'riya, comes on every part of creation. Moishech l'sashol goes, pulls to its side. Which is what side? Lidavik b'yar hasovev, to cling to the surrounding light. Ubiyos sheolam kaduri, since the world is round, yesh hashva gemura b'chol hamashicha. There's equal balance in this pull, l'chol tzad, in every direction. That's why the world stays the way it is. Ve'inim shechol tzad achis doesn't ever go in one direction more than another. In other words, the push is existing everywhere in the world equally, and there's an equal force everywhere. In other words, the whole world is all pushing to the point center, and that's why everything stays in such a good equilibrium. Okay, fine. Now, that's an amazing thing. Now, have you seen that lately? No. Umash in Roim as a Nitzus HaKadosha, how come we can't see those sparks? Umishum Shekulam B'chochmas, because they're all done with wisdom. Remember, that's how the Pasuk says, how awesome is what you do, Hashem, they're all done with wisdom. Hashem made a very coarse physical world that hides the spirituality that lies within them. Even though there really is a spiritual power in everything in this world, he doesn't have the power to reveal itself. It's like in the category of subconscious. One's subconscious isn't overtly recognized by us. Vachomer, who appeal b'shetach. The physical mass is what's active on the surface. But the spiritual point that longs for Hashem, k'yemes omedes b'fnim u'seres bo, it really always is there and it is hidden. So what is he saying? The entire world, and this explains many different stories in the Torah, the whole idea when Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock and not hit the rock, what he was saying was that same point. He was telling the Jewish people, we have to understand, the world by nature wants to do the will of Hashem. If there's a rock there, and the Jews need water, the rock, by definition, wants to give water. You don't have to hit it. Hitting it means the world by nature doesn't want to do the will of Hashem. You have to beat it up to do the will of Hashem. What Moshe had to teach the Jewish people shortly before the entrance to Eretz Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael, more than any piece of land, is most responsive to what God wants. And the land of Israel will naturally do whatever Hashem wants it to be done. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fight the world. A lot of people say, I got to fight the world to serve Hashem. No, the world wants to serve Hashem. You just have to be in line with the serving of Hashem the way the world wants to be in line with serving of Hashem. It's a very important idea. So the whole world, every atom, because it all comes from Hashem, it wants to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, and that was to get close to Hashem, everything on its level, whatever that means for a table, a chair, an animal. But there's an equal force. Everything is going to the middle of Hashem, and that's what keeps the system so wholesome. That's what goes on the whole day long, 7 days a week. Let me just do one more paragraph.
Okay.
That's during the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days, the physical coarseness covers up the spiritual desire of the physical world. The doing. How great are your actions? The doing, it covers up the wisdom. But on Shabbos, Hashem's work of the heavens and earth stops. Verse, the world breaks through. The inside breaks through on its own. And that's what really rules. V'nasa korbol, now you can recognize it. And that explains all kinds of phenomena that we were not privileged to see. The Sambatjon River, wherever it may be, the Sambatjon River, where the 10 tribes were exiled. During the 6 days of the week, it's crashing the river. It's impassable, that river. It's a treacherous river, wherever it is, the Gemara says. But on Shabbos,
it's quiet.
It's quiet. You can cross it. You can cross the Sambatjon River. Because the real essence of the Sambatjon River is revealed on Shabbos. Now, that's only certain things. Now that's what's happening. And the next paragraph is going to say, how come we can't see that? But really, in the 6 days of the week, the creation does what it's supposed to be doing. That's covering up what it really is. On Shabbos, you see it for what it really is. That's the entire world is like that. Yeah, your question is?
No, I was saying, like, so does that mean that the whole world, like whatever building and houses,
everything,
it's all the subconscious?
It's there to do the will of Hashem.
Of that Hashem already, like the plan, like you said, the blueprint.
It's focused Hashem.
So it's all from Him.
That's the real essence. So on Shabbos, the real essence of the object is revealed. But now the obvious question is, so how come I can't see it? Now, in that whole story, the whole story of Akdamos, that beautiful, beautiful pre-prayer before we lay on Shavuos, Akdamos was written by a man who had to go. There was a message to a city, of another city that was in great danger, and they needed somebody to help them. I don't remember all the details. But to go there, you had to cross the Sambatjon River. Mm-hmm. And the Sambatjon River was not crossable. You only could cross it on Shabbos. Because it would be quiet. You're not really supposed to cross a river on Shabbos. But for Pikuach Nefesh, to save someone's life, you're allowed to cross the river. So he's able to cross the river, but he'd never be able to come back home. Because during the 6 days of the week, it's not passable. And on Shabbos, when it's calm, now he's crossing the river just to go back home. There's no life and death going back home. So he knew he would be leaving his family, never to come back. So when he got to the edge of the river, he wrote a beautiful poem, gave it something, and that's the source of the Akdamos. So anyway, but that was the person who could see. It must have been a big tzaddik to be able to, you know, we don't know where this Sambatjon is. He knew where it was. There's a part on this world, there's parts in this world that on Shabbos all of a sudden you could see. You could see that there's, that it really is doing what it's meant to be doing. And it stops.
Akdamos is the name of the person.
Sambatjon?
No, Akdamos.
Akdamos is the name of the poem. I don't remember the name of the tzaddik.
What does it mean, Akdamos?
Like a preview.
It's a prelude to the giving of the Torah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now the obvious question is, next paragraph. Uma she'enanu mavchinim v'hapichot sumazeh v'nir son arbiyah b'shabbos k'gmol shosham. How come we don't see this upheaval that happens every Shabbos? Every Shabbos, this table looks like the same table. The river looks like the same river. Why is that? Zeh mecholushas hanefesh shelonu she'enanu esachush hanachon lahakir b'dvarim dak v'chanim. Because of our weak minds that don't have the sensibilities that are proper to recognize the finest spiritual aspects within things. We can't see these things. We don't have the right. He's going to give a beautiful mashal in a minute.
Yeah.
It's happening. We just don't see it. We're not spiritually refined enough. For Anukosa, he gives the analogy, beautiful analogy. We're like a cherish. Let's say you take a deaf person. He goes into a wedding hall, and they're playing Od Yishama. The band is really playing crazy, and there's 300 people dancing like crazy. And the deaf person walks in, he doesn't hear anything. He's everybody dancing. He's wondering, so he's asking, why are you jumping like goats? They said, what are you talking about? We're hearing such beautiful songs. Misam Chalev makes the heart happy. For Garba Lirka Misam, it causes us to jump and dance. But you don't have the power of hearing. You don't enjoy what you're hearing. Interesting, you know, for a deaf person to dance at a wedding is not easy. Because he doesn't hear what's going on. So just like that's clear. Just the same thing. Our physical senses are so grossly covered up in physicality. And our sense of sight, spiritual sight, is so weak. We can't tell the change that's happening in the world on Shabbos. That the inner face explodes. For a show of upon, that's the one that controls on Shabbos of a Dvarim Kevgasim, but nothing's really changed. That's the point. It's the same table. But on Shabbos, the essence comes out. The essence comes out. Right? Now, why is this? So you have to say, because we're all not making the right preparations for Shabbos. If we're making the right preparations for Shabbos, we would see this. That's why there's very little simcha for many Jews in the world, because we don't hear the music. We don't hear the real music. We don't see deeper. That's why we don't have any simcha in this world.
Right?
Right? That's the issue. We don't have the proper preparations. Great tzaddikim, would sit on their porch before Shabbos. There's one, I remember, tzaddik who would smoke a cigar. Kind of mystical reasons, whatever. He'd smoke, and the Hasidim would look. Rabbi, it's just about Shabbos. But he could feel when it was Shabbos. He didn't need a clock. We look at a clock. 6:42 is Shabbos. Oh, that's how we go by the clock. You don't have to have a clock. The whole world is changing on Shabbos. So the Rebbe, as soon as he could sense that the world has changed, then it's Shabbos. Okay, so they had different spiritual antenna to realize, you know, what's going on over here. You know, it's to a person who does not know anything about sports, you know, like you're clueless. You don't understand what it means. You know, you watch and all of a sudden there's a bunch of people standing around and the ball goes into this place. Everyone's jumping like crazy saying, what happened? Do you realize he made the basket? So Mapito. Don't you realize they won the championship? This is the best team in the world. What's that? I don't know what basketball is. Right? They're starting now basketball. They march. It's called March Madness. 68 teams compete to be the best college football team, college basketball team. It's called March Madness. It's March Mishuga. They go crazy. Now, if you don't know anything about basketball, you know nothing about basketball, you watch what's going on. You don't see anything. But someone who really understands, so I saw they took the ball, they put it into the basket. So that you gotta jump and go crazy. You don't understand, it's not just any basket. This was the world championship. Plain a kite. So because you know, you have what to get excited about. But if we'd have that vision, then we would see that the whole world, this table, a whole week long is doing what Hashem wants it to do. But on Shabbos it explodes with the will of Hashem. It hasn't changed. It's just an aspect of it is being revealed. Okay. So that's everything else. So you think you're any different? You think we human beings are different than tables, chairs, and the Sabachan River? On Shabbos, our inner essence is supposed to be exploding also. And this is the das that we're talking about. Last paragraph on the page. Now we'll understand. We talk about the das that a person can have on Shabbos. The power of das, this kind of das, to cling to Hashem, always exists in a Jewish soul. This is the inner essence of the structure of the human being. But during the weekday, it's closed up. It's constricted by the physical covering of the body. Shein la ela lifrosh min harakas. What can you do during the week? The only thing I can do during the week is to stay away from bad, shebaguf, velasom, and do good. It's all on the superficial level of what's going on. It's the carpenter struggling to make a living. But on Shabbos, where there's now a rest from the physical, earthly activities of the body, to the person who merits this. See, you gotta merit it. If there's no more struggle, if the truth becomes clear. Vazbokeach koach hadas, so the power of das also explodes. The chozel atzmus, it goes back to its essence, shu tov be'etzem, which is naturally good, behechrach brur ben zeshem, that has to be clearly with the understanding of the existence of Hashem. Now, vazoich lekabel kaponim shayuchas lezeh, anyone who merits to have that kind of connection on Shabbos, toim tam atanug amiti, you have now tasted the truest pleasure. Next page. For Eden Hagodol Mikol Eden, and the greatest delight of every delight. Vol of Nemer, that's what the pasuk means. We say it in the davening. To Ameho Chaim Zachu, those who taste the Shabbos taste life. You're tasting the essence of yourself. Sheyesol Kapanim Teima Shalchemid. You finally have tasted what real life is. A taste of who you are on the Shabbos when the garment is quiet. Here, and this is the whole struggle. This is something that we have not tasted it yet. But the tzaddikim are able to taste this. To taste who you really are. A whole week long, we're at least trying to do mitzvahs. But that's what we do. That's not who we are. But on Shabbos, if everything is quiet, I don't have to make all these decisions. I don't have all this torment. Everything is going back to the natural state that it is, and naturally I want my neshama to be close to Hashem. Feeling that closeness to Hashem, that is the gift of Shabbos that is available to anyone who puts himself on that wavelength. Really? That's Onik Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of real Onik Shabbos. We superficially do it by having a piece of kugel.
When we taste, when we make the food.
Yeah, but that's all, it's all just a mashal. It's just an allegory to what's really going on. What's really going on is the neshama is feeling close to Hashem. That's the real taste, which not everybody is zocha lekach. Not everybody merits that, because we look at everything with our physical eyes, and we translate things in such a physical way. So that's what makes it so hard. No sivod nekuda omabinyan. Let's explain one more point that's deep in the subject here. Nekuda sacham, this whole idea of wisdom that everything in the creation has, that point of wisdom, it has a very deep root that's tied to elements that are beyond the physical realm. As it says, Chachma is Me'ayin. It's from nothing, it's from beyond. Chachma is connected to hidden paths. Sheklapenu, that towards us, him get right to us. It's like it's not there because it's beyond. So in other words, that who we are is we're connected to a reality that's beyond who we are, way beyond. And that also is something that's difficult to appreciate. And that's what he says. Umahim drachim. What are these ways? And that's what he's going to conclude in the last two paragraphs. Okay, last two paragraphs. In a yesh mamar mafursum betzibur, there's a very famous saying that everybody says. The Kabbalist, Shabbosman Mincha the Shabbos Shabbosman Rava the Ravin. The time of Mincha of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos, you got Mincha Shal Shudas, and Shabbos is going out. It's called Rava the Ravin, the wantings of the wantings. The desires of the desires. Right? Because that's the last stop of Shabbos, which means it's the last stop in this world before we come to the next world. And everything becomes clear. That's reflecting the times of Yimei Mashiach, when everything is very clear. And then it's called the desires of desires. What does that mean? Perush Lekach, it means. Let's go back to our carpenter. L'dugma Nagar Ha'osa Shulchan. I already spoke this out, but now it's the place now. The carpenter makes a table. Osa Pula Shona Sumukvonos. He does all kinds of different activities to make the table. Pulos Ha'elu Heima Rotzen Sholasavos Arega. Because he wants to. He chose, I want to make this action to make this table. I want to cut at the table, I want to smooth it out, I want this, I want that. That's my ratzon. But the deepest desire of the carpenter, Ula Hagil, to get to the goal. And what's the goal?
To finish it.
Shei Shulchan Mugmar Relationships, a table that's ready to be used. Isn't that what he really wants? He wants a table that's ready to be used. In a time, all the wantings in between, lasses pulos uacheres, to do this action, that action. Those are only supplementary wantings that give us to the bigger wanting of wanting a finished table. So the rava, the desire of the carpenter, is to cut this piece of wood, and to shape this piece of wood and to glue this piece of wood, but the wanting of the wanting of the carpenters of a table that works. That's the same thing that's for each and every one of us. All the wantings of Hashem in the creation of the world. Everything that happened in the 6,000 years of world history, that's not the real wantings of Hashem. The real wanting of Hashem is to get to the goal of everything. That's the seventh millennium. That's Olam Haba. That's the real wanting. Since Shabbos is the taste of the world to come, that's why it's called the wantings of the wantings. It's the wanting within all the wantings. That's the goal of creation. Hashem wanted to create the first 6 days. Yes, he wanted them, but those are only details. Those are only necessary things to get to the wanting of the wanting, which is what? The revelation of Hashem into this world. Olam Haba, that's the real wanting. Hashem did everything. He wanted to create the sun, wanted to create the moon, wanted to create this one. Because why? Because he wanted to have a scenario where he could give unlimited pleasure to his creation. That's the Rava, the Rava, the wantings of the wantings. And Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. And specifically, Mincha time of Shabbos is that taste of the world to come in its essence. And that's what it is. What's the goal of everything Hashem made? The Mesil Sharm explains, to feel delight in Hashem and enjoy the splendor of the Shekhinah. It's the biggest place you can find. And in the world to come, that's the place we're going to find the pleasure. We don't see it in this world. For begetter, ayin. Klapeno, that's ayin, that's the beyond. As far as we're concerned, that's beyond what we can understand. Chachma me'ayin timotze, it's from beyond. Since Shabbos is the day that's called the goal, dafka nefesh b'makom ha'tanug ha'ma'alo, so therefore your soul clings to that place, to that goal, which is the world to come. For das, and that's the highest das, that's the highest intelligence. Therefore, there's a service of delighting in the Shabbos. That's the job of the tzaddik who's able to build a world of pleasure that is above. So, Bekitzer, what is he told us in this? Is that we're dealing with Shabbos is the time where we're not doing, but it's who we are. Who we are is really someone who wants to do the will of Hashem at every moment of our lives. That's what we really, really, really want to be. There are struggles. Because we don't see things clearly, we have to struggle. But we want these certain things. On Shabbos, you have to come to the point and say, there are no more struggles anymore, because I see things clearly. Now, the truth of the matter is, you and I do not see things clearly. We do not see them that clearly. We still have struggles on Shabbos. Right? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Because we're still taking this world a little bit too seriously. We're still taking the physical things we see in this world a little bit too seriously. And therefore, we still have struggles. If you have to realize that everything in this world that you're worried about, but even in these things in this physical world, they all want to come back to Hashem. So they're all just doing their job. So you won't take these things too seriously. And then you have to enter Shabbos. It's literally a different world. You have to get out of this world totally, this world of false illusion, and go into a world that's called the world of Shabbos, where the only reality is there's Hashem. And that's something that takes a lot of time, a lot of patience and practice, but you will really come to the point of who you really are. Again, no different than in any marriage. Why do marriages go sour? It's when the couples are only doing, but they're not being. The husband going to work, the husband's taking out the garbage, the husband's doing the carpool, the wife's doing the shopping, the wife's got her job, the wife's doing the laundry, doing. They're not getting close to each other. Right? There has to be a time in marriage where you're not doing, but you're being. You are. And you're enjoying the closeness of the person you married, because that's why you got married. Of course, in the job of getting married, there's challenges and this and that. We have to work around the challenges. But there has to be a point in the marriage where you just sit down and totally enjoy the pleasure of the other person. Or else, why am I doing all this stuff? It starts to wear you down. So that's the same thing that Shabbos is trying. Shabbos provides us. It is such that the emerging neshama within you is really exploding. But you have to be in contact with that exploding neshama. And that's what all the things of Shabbos are meant to do. 39 activities. Don't do anything. Don't think about the world. Don't even think about business. Don't even talk the way you talk. It's a totally different reality. Totally different reality. Quiet down all the busy choices that have to be made and give the chance for that exploding neshama to be recognized. And that's the true das. The true das is, remember, this whole point with Mila was who you really are is what you really do at the end of the day. And on one level, that's true. You can do things as a godly person. But still, you have to feel that your essence is a godly person. Not only I do things as a godly person, but I feel it that way. And that, so during the 6 days, we have to choose to do the things that a godly person does. And hopefully the circumcision will help me be able to do these things. And that, I'll be defined by the things that I do during the 6 days of the week. Yes, you are a godly person. But I don't feel like a godly person. Because I'm still the carpenter who's busy making furniture and not enjoying what I'm supposed to be building. And the building is you're building your Olam Haba. See, this is the fact that you come to learn during the week. The fact that you didn't speak Lashon Hara. The fact that you went to davening. The fact that you gave charity. All these things, you were building the table. But now the table should be finished. By Shabbos, the table should be finished. You should enjoy the table.
We do.
Well,
we feel it. I do.
Okay, you're lucky. But to be able to feel the neshama that's bursting out. That's the real you. Coming from very far away places.
I see it also in many people in the show.
That is...
I see it on them.
That is the Tanug of Shabbos. That's the Misavainik Shabbos.
It's Dr. Levin.
Which one you have to work on. Okay, that's the Das Shobi Zoichel by learning this. And as we have to daven Tashem. Daven Tashem to give it to you.